This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Deep South has been battling Mother Nature. Tornadoes, high winds, heavy rain, homes damaged from Texas to Virginia. A tree fell on Marilyn Clark's house in Jackson, Mississippi. She says she grabbed her son to keep him safe.
Let's go and get in the hallway because that tornado's here. And so by the time I got to the hallway foyer, it was all over. And then, so I didn't realize all this had happened. So, in fact, it wasn't too long ago before I walked out here to really see this. But I said, thank God.
She talked to WBLT-TV. The storms this week have left at least three people dead. Trees down, power lines down, too. President Biden's trying to get doubters to get the COVID shot.
Most people will be convinced by the fact that their failure to get the vaccine may cause other people to get sick and maybe die.
He set a new vaccination goal to deliver at least one shot to 70% of adult Americans by July 4th. Former President Trump finds out this morning whether he can get back on Facebook. Its decision expected around 9 a.m. Eastern time. Derek Chauvin's defense attorney says Chauvin should get a new trial. He was convicted of murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Attorney Eric Nelson says Judge Peter Cahill violated Chauvin's right to a fair trial when he denied Nelson's request for a change of venue due to pretrial publicity. Nelson also cites Cahill's refusal to sequester the jury for the trial or instruct jurors to avoid all media. Nelson's brief does not refer to reports that one of the jurors participated in an August 28th march in Washington, D.C. to honor Martin Luther King Jr. Floyd's brother and sister addressed the crowd at that march. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is AP News. Volunteers are going door to door in Detroit to try to convince residents to get the COVID shot.
So far, only about 31% of Detroit residents eligible for vaccinations have received at least one dose.
Hello, hello. Passing out COVID-19 vaccination information.
Supervisor Anthony Brinson says there's a lot of misinformation.
When they know the facts, I think it'll help get them out.
Various campaigns are also underway in black and other communities of color. Mecca Shabazz is not vaccinated.
Everybody when it first came out had like, we about to get it right now. I'm just probably going to wait.
Some in Nicola Sproker's family got vaccinated.
They've gotten a little bit sick from it and stuff, you know. So I'm saying, is it worth it or not worth it? You know, I really don't know.
Victoria Covari with the mayor's office in Detroit says,
we're going to knock on every residential door in this city.
I'm Ed Donahue.
An Oregon man's pleaded guilty after collecting almost $500,000 of his aunt's Social Security checks. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.